Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's catch you up on the headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
President Biden spoke today on the new consumer price index numbers, and he was happy about the information on inflation.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
How are you feeling about the new report today?
I guess when you're sitting where he's sitting, it doesn't really matter. When I hear that, I think that it's good news. The gas prices have waned. I like that. We are still paying so much more for rent and the food items and necessities. There are families that are still hurting very much. We are still near a 40-year high in inflation. But the most concerning thing about that statement from the president is he's basically saying problem solved. And that's what people hear. When you say there was no inflation last month, people are throwing things at the TV or the radio when they hear that being said. And you do not sound or look relatable to the American people. And there are many people that support this president that say I'm wrong. Go look at the poll numbers. Go look at what independent voters are saying. Go look at what families are saying. They feel as if no one is listening to them. And that is the biggest issue with them right now.
Former Attorney General Matthew Whitaker believes the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago could have been handled differently.
They could have sent a subpoena for these documents that they believe exist at Mar-a-Lago.
Are you concerned about the processes used here?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we talked about this yesterday with Steve Hooper, and again, I reserve judgment. I've never gotten a warrant served against me, and I've never gotten one to serve against someone else. I've never been a cop. But for someone that did this for over 30 years and worked out of the Washington field office, when he comes on the show and says something's not right here, that this does not seem right, when you've got somebody that is a former acting attorney general saying you could have served with a subpoena, it's been done with this president before when they had arguments about these documents. Lawyers from the government and investigators from the government and lawyers for the president met in Mar-a-Lago to go through documents. This time, they stormed the house. They locked everybody out. Nobody was inside while they did this, and they did it with as if there was some necessary reason to sneak up to this house. And everybody involved that I know that saw this happen said it was done the wrong way, it was heavy-handed, and it's going to end up backfiring on the agency. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day to catch you up on the headlines.
In response to Governor Abbott's move to bus migrants to New York City, Mayor Eric Adams may get involved in campaigning in Texas.
I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get him out of office.
What are your thoughts on this strategy?
The only thing funnier than the idea of a busload of New Yorkers landing in Texas, the only thing funnier is if those people decide to start knocking on Texans' doors and telling them how to vote. What could possibly go wrong in that scenario? I don't care what political party you are. That accent, which I love a New York accent, that accent knocking on a door in Texas and then advising that person in the house how to vote. How do you think that's going to go over in Texas? Anybody here in Arizona that knows someone from Texas has got to be laughing hysterically. The only thing I would ask of the mayor of New York is if you do this, and please do it, take GoPro cameras, because that is going to be video gold.
A harrowing moment turned empathetic in the Little League World Series Southwest Regional Championship when an Oklahoma player was hit in the head with a pitch.
So this is really cool because as a pitcher, Bubs looks shaken up right now because of what he did. And look at Zay Jarvis. This is such great sportsmanship. He wants him to know that it's okay, that he'll be fine.
What can we all learn from this special moment?
If you haven't seen this video, it was pretty scary at first. The pitcher lost control of a pitch and hit the batter in the head, knocked his helmet off, hit him in the head. The kid was okay, got up, went to first base. But the pitcher, and they're all little kids. This pitcher was so rattled by what he had just done. He was standing on the mound. It looked like he was in tears or almost in tears. tears. You imagine as a pitcher, you hit another batter in the head. It is traumatizing to you. So the kid on first base realizes the pitcher's having a hard time throwing the next pitch. He calls timeout, walks to the mound, and he hugs the pitcher and tells him it's okay. It brought tears to my eyes. This is everything that youth sports is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about life lessons. Everybody wants to win, fight like crazy to win, but have respect for your opponent. Have respect for yourself. Win with grace. Lose with dignity. And in a case like this, these were just two young kids playing a game. They happen to be on opposite teams. If you haven't seen the video, I put it up on my Facebook page, but it's all over the place. If you want a heartwarming moment that is truly, genuinely sportsmanship and how we should treat each other, these kids taught us all a lesson. Hey, thanks, Julia. That was, I'm so glad you did that as the last story, because I posted it this morning because it brought tears to my eyes. I thought, man, those coaches and the parents of those kids, especially that kid on first base, they are just amazing. Absolutely amazing. So it was terrific.